Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win once again here in this 2021 season. We'll head into our week two picks here coming up in just a moment, but we'll start things off here by recapping how we did here in week number one. It was a 7-1 week for a couple of us, a 6-2 week, and a 5-3 week. 7-1 for Matt and myself, 6-2 for Doug, 5-3 for Jim here in the first week of action. Our games last week resulted like this. Exira EHK picked up a 59-8 victory on the road over Griswold, and three of us had Exira EHK. Jim went out on a limb there with Griswold, and that came up empty. Cam was a 48-6 winner on the road over Fremont Mills. We all had the Cougars there, so we all got that one correct. HSTW picked up a thrilling finish win, 20-16 over IKM Manning. That was a winner for everybody except Jim. He was out on a limb there, and it was a very close one. Good game.
19 seconds?
19 seconds. Good finish. And also it was Underwood picking up a 50-14 win over Tri-Center. We all had the Eagles there, so we all got that one right. Matt was the only smart one on the next one. Trainer picked up a home victory in emphatic fashion over St. Albert, 35-2, and we were all incorrect except for Matt. He had the Cardinals there. Riverside, 41-20 over Red Oak, and we all had the Bulldogs. We all got that one right. Harlan, another comeback victory. They get it done in the last few minutes of the game, 36-29 over Lewis Central. We all had the Cyclones, so we all got that one right. And it was Glenwood picking up a 38-0 win over Atlantic at the Trojan Bowl, and that was a winner for Jim and myself. Doug and Matt lost there with the Trojans. So that's a look at how it went week number one. We'll come back and get started with week number two right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Stella Bella Green Seedless Grapes for $1.88 a pound. Blue Ribbon Gallon Ice Cream Pail, only $3.99 each. Pick up some 8-ounce AE Chip Dip for only 99 cents each. Our meat department has 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Stock up on brat patties, just 10 for $10. And great on the smoker, all-natural pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. Let's start off taking a look at a couple of picks here on our sheet as we get it started, and it'll be a couple of eight-man contests. Two couple of 7-1 weeks. Matt got the limb pick, though, so I think he gets to start.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Booyer Valley's on the road at Audubon. Bulldogs and the Wheelers here, and an interesting one here early in the season. Matt, who's gonna win?
Yeah, I believe this is an interesting game here. Audubon relies very heavily on their quarterback on the offensive side, Gavin Smith. Predominant most of the carries for them last week. Picked up a nice road win at Southeast Warren in there, so I'm very impressed with that game. Booyer Valley, I think they were definitely, their contest last week wasn't quite as strong as probably Audubon's contest in there, but again, they took care of business. The thing about Booyer Valley, they've got some impressive size to them. One of their running backs in there and receivers is a Haas kid. He's a 6'5", 205. Their quarterback, Volkman, he's 6'3", 180. So I think they've got some good size. Looks like some good size up front, some upperclassmen. But, you know, have they got the corner turned with a team like Audubon, who's had very successful seasons here as of lately? So, that's one of the things I think has to be addressed. I think until somebody in the area can take down Audubon, you know, outside of a Fremont Mills or a Cam or somebody like that here lately, I think I'm going to have to go with the Wheelers for now.
All right, Wheelers at home. I'm with you, and I think that this might be a little bit surprising by the time it's all said and done. I think Booyer Valley probably keeps this one closer than many might expect, just because Audubon's got a pretty big transition. You know, they lost a couple of big pieces there in the Clucky boys last year, graduating, and now it's kind of all on Gavin Smith. And that's the guy that they're leaning on, so he has to get it done. You know, he's certainly capable of that, and they put an extra blocker out in front, and that works. But this will be interesting. A good matchup. Booyer Valley team that's been decent here these past couple of years. They've competed in some big games, but I'm with Matt as well. I do think you give the edge here to the experienced, successful team, and especially at home, I'm going to go with the Wheelers. Doug?
Well, I promised I was going to do a little research this week since I didn't do any last week, and so I'm sure I'll have a worse record, but I'll try to spout some knowledge maybe. Booyer Valley's win, you know, was a nice win for them. When you look at the team they beat, though, River Valley, they haven't had a lot of success lately. They've only won 13 games in the last six seasons, so I don't know that their win was as impressive to me as Audubon's win over Southeast Warren. And assuming Audubon stays healthy, I'm going to take the Wheelers at home.
All right, three for the Wheelers. Jim?
Yeah, like a lot of you guys already said, the similarities being that the quarterbacks are the main guys who throw the ball and run the ball for both teams. And I just think Gavin Smith's been doing it a little longer. And, there's some pretty good-sized guys on the Booyer Valley squad there. But I just think that a history of success breeds that confidence, and they're playing at home. I just don't see how Booyer Valley quite gets over the top in this one tonight. So, Wheelers.
All right, Wheelers across the board there in that one to open it up. We'll go to another eight-man contest as West Harrison comes on the road to take on Exira EHK, the Spartans, fresh off a victory for the first time in a while since they didn't pick up one last year. Probably feeling a little bit better about things. We do have another kind of interesting matchup here. I think there's a little bit unknown about how this will go. West Harrison, McIntosh, their quarterback, threw for over 100 yards last week, got a score. He also ran for another. They also had a running back over 100 in that opening win for them. Hard to take away a lot, I think, from week one for both these two teams. Of course, I weren't able to track down many stats for the Spartans here yet in the season, but this will be a good test, I think, here in the home opener for Exira HK to see if they're back kind of on track like we thought they maybe could be and turning the corner a little bit here this year. I'll give the edge here to the home team, to Exira EHK, to be able to pick this one up, but could be an interesting game. Doug?
Yeah, it was very, very similar outcomes last week. The scores were almost identical. Both defenses played well. I was do sing the praises of Coach Peterson. I wish we could get some stats up there. You know, that would help us prognosticators a little bit, but we won't give them too hard of a time on that. So
go to the game.
I could go to the game. That's true. But I just think West Harrison's defense looked a little better, and their offense maybe a little bit better. So I'm going to take the Hawkeyes on the road.
Mm. All right, West Harrison. We could have gone back and watched the film, too, on Grizz Tiger Vision if we take the time to do that. Jim, what do you think?
I think I'm just happy to finally hear Doug take the Hawkeyes.
It'll be the last time.
There we go. I was impressed with the way West Harrison, the notes I put down here, they pounded the ball. I mean, they almost exclusively ran the ball last week. 39 times, 277, 6 TDs, 7.1 every time they ran the ball. Granted, they're not playing against Ohio State or Alabama, but still, I like teams that can.
They won't. They're 8-man.
Well, that's true. So, yeah, it'd be a little different.
That wouldn't be fair. When the one team had 11 and they were in college.
That would be a problem.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, master the obvious over there. That's all right. that's the only reason they wouldn't be playing them. I think West Harrison did some neat things. I kind of looked at this game as kind of a bit of a toss-up there. That's actually a pretty nice matchup, depending upon how things fly out. But I don't know. West Harrison's got a little size, and I said they like to pound the football. I'm going with Doug on this one. I'm going to take West Harrison on the road.
All right. Two for the Hawkeyes. Matt?
Okay. Well, yeah, two there for the West Harrison Hawkeyes. I kind of like I think experience comes into play. I think Exira EHK has a little bit more experience there at some of their key positions. It's going to be at home on top of the hill there, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Sparty at home. Spartans at home. So we'll make this a tie for this week.
Win there in Exira. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll split that one up. So we've got our first two picks down. We'll take a quick pause here and come back and talk some 11-man football games. This is Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Stella Bella Green Seedless Grapes for $1.88 a pound. Blue Ribbon Gallon Ice Cream Pail, only $3.99 each. Pick up some 8-ounce AE Chip Dip for only 99 cents each. Our meat department has 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Stock up on brat patties, just 10 for $10. And great on the smoker, all-natural pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into some Class A matchups here. The team that we were able to see last week in our broadcast game, AHSTW, nice late win over IKM Manning, goes on the road for another test against an Earlham team that's kind of trying to lick their wounds after going down to the number one team in the state here this last week. Doug, who's gonna win?
Yeah, Earlham lost 42-0. Again, that's to Van Meter, though. I mean, Van Meter is a pretty salty group of players. So they didn't muster much offense. Obviously, they didn't score. And I think AHSTW, you know, with that last-second victory, I think they've got a little bit of momentum. They've got some young kids stepping up and some good athletes. So I'm going to take the Vikings on the road.
All right. That's one for the Vikings. Jim?
Yeah, well, it's hard to take anything away at the Earlham game. They didn't really muster hardly anything of offense last week, but they're also playing against the number one team in Class 1A. I don't know what to think about this. I like AHST, but I just view this almost as a trap because you're going on the road. It's a long road trip for them, and they're going on the road against a team that you really don't have a, if you're just looking at film from week one, how do you really know what you got there? Because Van Meter's so much better than some of those other squads. But I don't know. I'm going to go with AHSTW, but I'm just this much nervous about it.
All right. It's two for the Vikings. Matt?
Yeah. Earlham likes to just run the ball, and then they'll run it some more. And when they're done running it, they'll run it some more. So that's what they do. They kind of just run a power double wing type formation. And it's just kind of almost a little single wing in there too, but they just run the ball. Evident they ran it 53 times against Van Meter, even though they're down 28-0, 35-0, 42-0. They just kept running the ball. Saw some of these kids a couple years ago, JV, they came over and played us really good size. So I think AHSTW, you know, that's where they're going to get outmanned is just size-wise. AHSTW, good athletic group. But I'm going to have to go with Earlham on this one.
All right. It's one there for the Cardinals. I was impressed by both AHSTW and IKM Manning in the game. Got the call last Friday. They both played a pretty solid, clean game. It was just good, hard-nosed football. IKM Manning had a 20-play drive to open the game that ate up almost the entire first quarter. And so I think Avoca's gotten used to playing that type of team that the Earlham's going to come out and be. You know, just kind of ground it out and try to churn out a few yards at a time. I think that was one thing that stood out to me that Coach Harris mentioned after the game was that I don't know if our guys thought that they could play that kind of physical football, and they proved to themselves that they could. So that was interesting to see, and of course they had some resolve to come back from a tough situation late in the game and get the win. I like the skill players that the AHSTW has. If they can give them enough time, they're going to do some things, and I think that does breed some confidence from last week. And I think it carries over. I think they're going to pick this one up on the road over Earlham, but this will be another good game for them. So we're going to leave Matt out there on a limb with that one.
Okay.
Going to go to another Class A matchup as the Riverside Bulldogs will go on the road to the other hill over in Council Bluffs and take on St. Albert. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, not many teams do go over to St. Albert and come back with a win. That's one thing there. But, boy, that loss to Trainer last week really bit my confidence in St. Albert. I thought they were – I picked them to win, but I thought that would be a much better – I thought that would they'd compete better. 35-2 is not really much of a competition, but you know, Riverside played solid, did what they had to do last week against a Red Oak team. It's probably a good opponent, I guess, in that first week. It's a team that you know you're going to have probably some success against, and you don't have to do too many fancy things. But Rhett Bentley had a nice game, and I'm just, I mean, is there a never-ending supply of Bentleys in the Riverside School District? Because I swear there's been one since the moment I stepped on campus here. It just seems like it's a never-ending supply. And all have been solid athletes. So this won't be easy, but I like Riverside on the road. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
All right. It's one for Coach Frayne and the boys. Matt?
I'm going to go Riverside as well. I think they, again, have some good size up front. I like their quarterback play in there. He does a nice job in there. And kind of like I said last week, I think St. Albert's a little low on some numbers in there, having to replace a lot of seniors from that class. So I think it's going to take them some time to get things rolling here. But Riverside's going to come out on top, in my opinion.
All right, two for the Bulldogs. Yeah, I'm kicking myself a little bit for that one last week. One of those picks where I talked my way into why Trainer was going to win, and then I picked St. Albert. But this will be a good test. I think Riverside would have liked to play a little bit better than they did in that opener against Red Oak. But Red Oak was a very young team last year, and maybe they've shown a touch of improvement themselves. And Riverside did have some big pieces to replace, some of their big guys and some of their best defensive players too. So they're figuring that out along the way. But with Krumkowski there throwing the ball around and Bentley being able to tote the rock the way he can, I like the upside here of this Riverside team. And I think they go on the road and get it done as well. I'm going to take the Bulldogs here also. Doug?
Somebody, I don't know, one of you wise scholars told me, or I talked to somebody, that St. Albert, you mentioned numbers, maybe has like 20-some kids.
24 is what I was
doing. In four grades. Mm-hmm. So, that's a tough situation for them. Can't afford injuries, and boy, hate to be starting kids that are probably too young to be starting in varsity football. So I like Riverside. I mean, they've got a dual, a two-headed monster there with Bentley running the ball, and then Krumkowski can throws it pretty well, and he can run the ball too. So I like Riverside.
All right, we're going to go Bulldogs across the board there in that one. Let's go to a Class 1A, 2A matchup here for our next contest as the Underwood Eagles will go on the road to take on the Clarinda Cardinals. Matt, who's going to win?
Okay. Yeah, Underwood just has a lot of weapons in there. Clarinda, I thought they would have would have been a little closer game last week with Creston. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have came out on top. So I was actually surprised the opposite, the fact that they were behind. So I'm going to have to go with Underwood on this one just because I think they kind of got things going over there again this year. And it'll be a tough one at Clarinda. Clarinda always plays tough at home down there. But it'll be an interesting game.
All right. One there for the Eagles. Talk about good opening weeks. Alex Ravlin seemed to have himself pretty good opening week. 257 yards through the air and 3 touchdowns. He ran for 2 more. This is a pretty loaded Underwood team, and they seem to have found another good running back, too, with the Anderson kid going running as well as he did. Clarinda, that's going to be their key. Can they get the running game going enough with Brown on the ground and kind of keep the ball away from Underwood for a little while if they want to make this thing interesting? But I think there's just too much firepower here for the Eagles, so I'm going to go with Underwood as well. Doug?
Can't argue with either one of you. I agree. I just think Clarinda does play well down there. But I just think Underwood's got too much talent. So I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right. Jim?
Yeah, the offseason's been kind to Underwood. It seems like they just picked right up where they left off last year. It didn't look like a first game of the year last week in the way that they went out and took care of business. So Eagles.
All right. Underwood Eagles across the board. We're going to go to a Class 4A matchup now here before we take a pause. And this is a top 10 battle. Indianola at number 6, Glenwood at number 7. Glenwood, of course, coming off the opening win over Atlantic, will now go back home here for their first home game of the year. And, Glenwood showed some nice things last week. Numbers aren't going to jump at you, phenomenally, but they gave themselves good opportunities, put themselves in good positions to score, and they were able to use some of those guys in different ways to figure it out. Sell, of course, moving back into that quarterback role for Glenwood after he was injured last year. Tate Mayberry was able to find his way over on the offensive side a bit in the backfield running the ball, and he did a good job of that in scoring a touchdown there and running for about 80 yards. You look at Indianola, they do have some pretty good production from their opener, and their quarterback throwing for over 200. They also had a guy that got nearly 100 on the ground running it. This will be an interesting game, I'm sure. It probably poses a pretty big test here for Glenwood early on in the year, kind of see where they stand here in Class 4A a little bit. But I'm going to give the edge to the home team. I think Glenwood finds a way here to get this done, what's probably a close game. Doug.
Yeah, I saw the, you know, the Glenwood-Atlantic game. You know, Glenwood didn't do anything fancy. They had, you know, I think they just wore out the Trojans a little bit. They were a little more size up front and probably stayed a little more fresh. They had a nice kicking game. Boy, they could kick the ball really, really well. The crazy thing on this one, I think if you look at the BC Moore point spreads, Glenwood is a 57-point favorite according to whatever his statistics are. And I'm not just taking the points for Indianola. I'm taking Indianola outright to win. I think they, you know, had a nice win against Ankeny Centennial. Chris mentioned the one quarterback had 200 yards passing. That must have had a backup, I hope, unless the starting quarterback went down. They had another guy throw for over 100 yards, too. So maybe getting the backup guy a little experience in that game. So assuming that they have their starting quarterback, I got to take Indianola either way. Or can I go back and change it? Would you let me do that?
I don't know.
Okay. No, talk I'm taking it. Indianola.
All right. It's one there for the Indianola squad. Jim.
Yeah, I was impressed the way Indianola handled the football last week. First week throwing the ball around, usually, you know, routes aren't run properly. You get guys that are off on timing and what have you. But only four balls hit the floor. They threw the ball pretty well, three touchdowns, seven different players. Caught passes for Indianola. I don't know. I was kind of impressed with that. And they, you know, they played up a little bit. You know, Glenwood's a nice squad. I don't know. I like Indianola in this one, even with the long road trip. I'm going to take Indianola.
All right. Matt?
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd get a little limb, not a limb pick here, but I think we're going to leave you out on the limb here, Chris. I'm going to go with Indianola as well. I think some of Indianola's strengths are some of Glenwood's weaknesses in there. I was impressed with Glenwood's defense a little bit more, good pursuit, good play up front. I think their secondary play is you know, probably a little not quite at the same level as their first four or five guys up front, which I think is where Indianola is going to exploit them at. You know, offensively, I think they did a nice job up front with some of their players in there, so they're just trying to establish the run. But I think with a physical team like Indianola, I think they'll be able to match them up front. So I'm going to go with the Indianola. Are they still the Indians?
They are.
They are still the Indians as of right now. I'm going to go with Indianola Indians.
All right. Don't leave me out there on a limber. We got two more picks left here on the sheet, and we'll take a look at those here in just a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Stella Bella Green Seedless Grapes for $1.88 a pound. Blue Ribbon Gallon Ice Cream Pail, only $3.99 each. Pick up some 8-ounce AE Chip Dip for only 99 cents each. Our meat department has 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Stock up on brat patties, just 10 for $10. And great on the smoker, all-natural pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's dive into a 4A, 5A matchup here in this next one. Denison Schleswig goes on the road to take on Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Both teams started off the year with the win. Doug, who's going to win?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. This is one game I didn't do any research on. So that's I know Denison beat Carroll, I think, right? Denison won 28-7 over Carroll. You know, Carroll's a halfway decent squad. They don't have the swagger that they used to have, but who did AL beat?
TJ.
TJ.
TJ. TJ. Yeah. 34-16.
34-16. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Monarchs.
All right. One for Denison. Jim?
Yeah, Dennison beating Carroll last week. Carroll, it seems to be, helped them out a lot. I mean, they threw the ball a lot and threw it poorly, quite frankly. I think AL, I like their ground game a little bit better. I think they're better rush. I'm going to take AL at home.
All right. One for Abraham Lincoln. Matt?
I was kind of impressed with Dennison's victory over Carroll 28-7 and the fashion that they did it in there. With new coaching staff, everything, I think everybody's kind of excited, but they do have some low numbers that kind of unexpectedly for Dennison Schleswig up there. Another Weber's at quarterback, kind of like you said, Bentley's there. Seems like Weber's just keep cycling through that community up there. So, you know, on paper, these two teams, a lot of similarities in there. But I think the experience of Abraham Lincoln at quarterback, you know, they've got senior quarterback, senior running backs up front, whereas Dennison's kind of the opposite in there. So I'm going to go with AL, the home team.
All right. Another one there for Abraham Lincoln, the Lynx. And, the new head coach there, Dennison, Kamari Cotton-Moya, former Cyclone. But
yes.
So he got a nice win to open up his tenure there. And they do, apparently do have a decent squad. That was a nice win there for them over Carroll, I think. This game was really close when they played last year. Obviously, it'd be a shocker if either of these teams makes it all the way to the Dome, but it'll be a good matchup nonetheless. And I think I'm also going to give the edge here to Abraham Lincoln just because of the size and some of the experience that they have returning and the fact that they did edge that one out last year, and the teams may be somewhat similar again here this year. This will be interesting to see how this one plays out, but I'll go with the Lynx as well.
So, third limb pick on the sheet today.
Yeah, third limb pick on the sheet, yeah. All right, let's go into our final pick here on the sheet. We've got 3A, 1A, Atlantic on the road to take on Kemper Catholic. Two teams, of course, that are very familiar with each other here in recent goings. Jim, who's going to win?
How's Kemper Catholic a 1A school? Good grief.
Right.
I mean, what has happened over the years? It's just crazy talk. That used to be a big school. But, last week Atlantic had to play up a class, and I know hopefully learned a little bit about themselves and got some of that early stuff out of the way. Kemper Catholic, now they're the ones having to play up a couple of classes this week. I think Atlantic goes on the road and wins this one. I like the Trojans to really kind of control this football game.
All right, one for Atlantic, Matt.
All right, I think Atlantic did show some signs of some glimmers of hope there for this season. In certain areas of the play there. And so I think just a few corrections in here, and they'll get the ship righted this week. Kemper's going to, it's going to be a good matchup with them. It's the third year in a row that Atlantic's had to travel up to Carroll for this matchup in there. So and they've had success the last two times with their trips up there. Kemper's, they come off with a loss to Loma last week. They're a big loss. Logan just tried to jam down their throats, and that's what they did, just kept controlling the line up front. So I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. Both teams match up very evenly in there. Controlling Kemper's quarterback, they just want to run the ball as well, and if we can control their quarterback, then I think the Trojans will have some success. So the Trojans on the road.
All right, another one there for the Trojans. I think you're right. This game has played out as a really good game the last few times that they have played, and they've been some good contests here up in Carroll the last few seasons. You look at those numbers from that first game, too, for Kemper, and, they lost the game, 40-14. They scored those 14 points in the fourth quarter, so Logan really did control that game all the way through pretty much. I can never remember how to pronounce the kid's name, Vanami or Vanami?
Vanami.
Okay. He's pretty decent back on the ground, and they like, like Matt said, they like to kind of stuff it right up the middle and try to run it right at you is what they will do a lot of the time. But I think Atlantic bounces back here. You take one on the chin against a team that's probably a little bit bigger than you and, had some experience returning and just didn't play well in that opening week. But here's a chance to bounce back. There was some decent offensive production put up at times there from Atlantic, a few of the numbers that were out there. So I think this is a game where they can bounce back, and then they'll do that here on the road and pick this one up over Kemper Catholic. Doug?
Well, I got to go with Atlantic as well. I think I'd like to see the ground game be a little bit more effective. I need to be able to run the ball a little bit better. But we did throw it around pretty well last week, and I think this is a team that Atlantic is expected to beat and should beat, and I think they will.
All right. We're going to go Trojans across the board there in our final pick of the week. Matt, you have any thoughts on the Purple Cats?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's we're expected to do a lot last year. Lost quite a bit there for the Panthers. But so it'll be an interesting matchup. Yeah. We'll see which quarterback decides to start this week.
There you go.
For him. So, I don't know. Yeah. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And interesting, too. Iowa State hasn't had a situation where they felt like this going into the season either. So, be interesting to see how that plays out. That's going to wrap up who's going to win here for week number two. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and also Fairway for bringing you the program. Stay tuned. We'll have our pregame coming up, and we'll have Atlantic Kemper Catholic on the way for you here on the radio and over on KJN TV. So stay with us here tonight for high school football. That's who's going to win on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Stella Bella Green Seedless Grapes for $1.88 a pound. Blue Ribbon Gallon Ice Cream Pail, only $3.99 each. Pick up some 8-ounce AE Chip Dip for only 99 cents each. Our meat department has 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Stock up on brat patties, just 10 for $10. And great on the smoker, all-natural pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.